This is KUT. It's been a rough legislative session for a bill intended to end the practice of lunch shaming in public schools. The measure has been unsuccessfully up for a vote multiple times. And as KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports, the bill's author wasn't ready to give up.
Representative Giddings filed the bill in February after learning that some public schools in Texas refuse to feed children whose parents cannot or have not paid for their lunches. In some of these schools, hot meals that aren't paid for are thrown in the trash while children watch. Giddings' bill would have required schools to feed students regardless of the balance in their lunch account and work out a payment plan with students' parents or help them apply for free or reduced lunch programs. The bill died in the Texas House on May 9th. Giddings says her office has gotten a lot of calls from concerned citizens since then.
Almost universally, the question that was asked was, what can I do to help?
Now Giddings has an answer. She has partnered with the nonprofit Feeding Texas to create a fund that will help pay for school lunches. In addition to the fund, Giddings worked with State Senator Diego Bernal to add an amendment to Senate Bill 725 that will allow schools to feed students who cannot pay for food, rather than throwing it out.
What I've learned is that schools want to do the right thing, whether it's give kids food that is left over from the cafeteria later in the day, or give them a hot meal when the lunch card runs out. They want to do this, but if it's not in black and white, their lawyers will tell them they can't, and that's why they throw so much away.
That bill passed the House last weekend. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.